episode 154 of I Said What I Said podcast. Yeehaw.
Y'all see this hat? When y'all see this hat?
I feel like I'm just bringing this out every time a special announcement is made by hers truly. That's sinister. Why am I laughing evil?
Because y'all are in the cult.
It's a happy day. It's not cult shit.
Y'all are cult.
Ain't nobody worse than them.
Y'all might be, honey.
No, you're out your mind.
I don't know. Y'all,
no,
y'all done
we were.
Y'all
we were.
Y'all, yeah,
no,
y'all
we
are.
Were. The beehive was bad. And then mother said to stop. And we stopped.
Y'all bullied the damn Oklahoma radio station.
No, we...
Y'all bullied the radio
we
station.
We asked a question, made a suggestion and a request, and they gave their opinion. I hear nothing else from it. And their opinion is what? Redlining. The racism has begun. What do you mean you don't play Beyonce? What do you mean you don't play Beyonce because you're a country station? She dropped country music that is charting the tops and that people want to hear. You don't play Beyonce because you're a country station, but she dropped two country songs. And this is not her first. This is not her first country song. These are not her first country records. That's all I'm saying. Ain't nobody bully him. We just asked a question. We made a request. Now, if you as a entertainment conglomerate, like a radio station that falls under that realm, if you do not want to, keep up with the times, if you want to redline and blackball people, that's good and fine, but you... Sometimes you fuck with the wrong ones. I didn't call the radio station. I wish I knew my sisters was doing that.
They did.
I wish I knew my cousins was doing that. Because, baby, phone bill paid. We could do it.
Bullish.
Anyway, episode 154 of I Said What I Said podcast. Why do you do that? I put on the hat, and you want to antagonize me.
Y'all.
Make sure it's on. Oh yeah, I gotta see the bling. Right. Make sure we right. Let's get into it. Song mood of the week. Song mood of the week.
Mine is Coco Jones, Double Back.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
That's a good one. Have you gone back and listened to that project?
I do every day.
Every day.
I love
it. It's one of those. It's not in my rotation like that, but every time I go back and listen to it, I'm like, girl, why you not listen to this more? Now, when it first dropped, every day, every week.
I love it.
1 hour, every hour. But Coco Jones, she just came back out. I'm glad she didn't give up.
Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't give up on music, because it's real easy to be like, child star, they're not really checking for me on that level. And your music is not hitting the way it's supposed to. You really want to sing. You want to be taken serious. I'm glad she didn't give up.
You had the right team behind you.
Yes, she got with the right people.
You know.
And shout out to two girls that I went to high school with who helped her work on that project.
That's
they
good.
Helped her. They co-wrote the No Chaser song. So shout outs to Sage and Allison. They did their thing on that.
That's good.
Absolutely. Song mood for moi. No, it's not. I know that you would think it would be either one of the two country songs that Beyonce surprised us and dropped on Sunday during the Super Bowl. That woman is fucking diabolical, but neither here nor there. Virgos are sociopathic, though, so mm-hmm. she definitely has that vibe. And I'm cool with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. Just don't kill me. Actually, I'm going to take it back to Destiny's Child, If.
Okay.
It's my jam. It's my jam. It's my jam. Not gonna lie. Was out of the two Beyonce songs that she dropped, I find myself surprised that I like 16 Carriages more than Texas Hold'em. I like Texas Hold'em. It's cute. It's a fun little bop. But 16 Carriages is just, I'm a deep cut bitch. It got the crescendo in there. It leads up at the end where it's like, it's a ballad, but it's country. But then it got like the little trap cadences with a little bit of hip hop to it. It's just, I never listened to country music. I'm not a country music fan, but I'm a Beyonce fan, and she don't miss.
We know.
She just doesn't miss. Mm. It'd be different if she does. It'd be different if we can say that she does, but she hasn't. She has consistently not missed, and she has dropped Dangerously in Love. And it's like, you might not resonate with all of her music. Mm-hmm. You might not even like a quarter of her catalog, but you're not going to say she's not the greatest to do it. She's transcended all genres.
I think she's tired.
I don't think she's tired. I think she's I think, like she said in the movie, I'm in my I don't give a fuck era. I'm going to do any single type of music that I want to. I'm going to surpass and dominate all genres mm-hmm. because I can. I know I can. I don't think she's tired because I think if you're tired, you stop. I
don't
want
rock and roll, please. No, I don't want rock and roll. No rock and roll.
But it's not for you.
Rock and roll? You think she's going to do rock and
I
roll?
I think she should. I think if the Twitter
is she doing it because she want to or because she
I don't think Beyonce I don't think Beyonce does anything she doesn't want to do.
I'm you didn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
Does she? You think she's like because she wants like she just wants to like because she wants to or it's because you think because she needs to get because she want to get her album of the year that she's never gotten. But she's going to hit every genre to try to get the album of the year.
This ain't the easy way to get album of the year. Oh. She's literally going into a space. That for Daddy Lessons, the backlash that she got from that song in the country music scene, even with them inviting her to the CMAs, because chart-wise, they wouldn't put Daddy Lessons on the country chart. They wouldn't even let it get to mm-hmm. where it is now. Like, even when the Dixie Chicks brought her out to perform, they did not want Beyonce there. They didn't invite her.
You know
her.
One of the girls from Dixie Chicks died recently?
I didn't know that.
Me, that's what my mom told me.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't fuck with Beyonce. They didn't fuck with her. They were mad that the Dixie Chicks sat there and stepped on everything they were saying surrounding by her not being a country artist and still brought her out to perform Daddy Lessons and mixed it in with a classic song. They're upset about that. If this is the way that she's thinking that she's
well,
going to get
album
here,
though.
This is not the cheat code for that. It's not.
I mean,
I
want her whole album. I'm going to do it different. I want her whole album. Her whole album to drop before, like, I listen to the both of the songs.
And you, absolutely. Sometimes you need the entire project for you to understand and get stuff.
Because I don't want to be like, you know, hear the two songs and try to, like, okay, this is the, I just want to.
And I don't really think, I am just speculating when I sit here and I say, I think that we're going to get country. But she's not going to conform to what natural or original country is going to be.
With a banjo.
It's going to be with her.
I mean,
Sister Gary just had the banjo on it. They had that famous
like,
banjo player.
Like, but country, like, honestly, like, if, like, country music is, like, now it's country music, but it's not, like, what people, like, think it,
yeah,
think
even
it, think it is.
Yeah, country has
cross-genre
with rock,
think
with
it
pop.
Is. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, like, Meghan Trainor. Motherfucking, they're not country singers, but they have had country crossover records. But
well, you
because
know it's
going to
be acceptable.
They are palm colored, mm-hmm. they are allowed to do that. But Beyonce has shown interest in country music for years.
Well, she's from Texas. So.
Exactly. If you don't pay attention, you don't pay attention. And if you don't like country music, then this ain't for you. There's a lot of motherfuckers that did not like
a lot of people from down south. That is just what, like,
that's their shit.
That's their shit. Is or not even there. It's just what, you know,
they grew up on.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't like house music. They did not fuck with Renaissance, but it spoke to a masses of people that wanted to fuck with it. If the Twitter pieces are right in this prediction of them saying that she is going after and trying to take back the numbers for all the genres of music that was stolen from black people, then the next one would be rock. We started that. It was taken from us. Same thing with country. Same thing with house. If they're right, they were right though. A lot of people predicted that the second out, this act two was gonna be a country mm-hmm. album because she kept the, she had Rain, she had the horse. She had all the country paraphernalia within the visuals that we actually did get to see. So a lot of people did call this. And then, here it is. We getting cumped. Tree.
I want y'all to cut that dance y'all made on TikTok. Y'all could do better. I don't like it.
How you gonna tell them? It's original line dancing.
I'll spice it up.
What? Were they supposed to be doing all this in there?
No, but spice it up. Like just make it better. Like, make it better.
That is original line
make
dancing.
It better.
First of all, these dances that people are doing on TikTok are way too fucking complicated.
Line dancing is not easy.
No, it's not. And the one that I saw that the black girls made up, that, I mean, it's a real line dance, but it's steps in that shit.
It's this one fucking video.
I don't
video.
See myself ever doing
Please,
it in
I'm
life.
Like, it's this video, this white boy doing a dance. My whole boy said, if that's what y'all are going to be doing, I'm not interested.
First of all.
Please.
First of all.
Follow the pattern.
It's.
God. Follow the pattern. Get it together. If you're going to step, you got to fucking step. Okay? Step.
I ain't doing it.
Step.
I'm having a hard time just getting the little choreographies. I'm a freeform dancer, as I say on here. I've said on here a multitude of times. I am free-spirited when I move my body. I'm not a
choreographer. You cannot do that with line dancing.
Exactly. That's why I'm not doing it. I know that's
You should try.
No, that's not for me. No. I can move. I have rhythm. I don't have feet that coordinate in structured steps.
You can't do the cha-cha slide?
Yeah, that's basic steps. It says in the song. These are basic steps.
I think you could get it, though.
No.
You can't get the Tamia, one? I can't get that.
What the fuck is that?
Tamia.
No, I'm good.
Close the... That one. I can't get it either. No. So it's okay.
And I have my strengths and I have my weaknesses. Like, even when I used to do the liturgical dance, I would always fuck up a step. I'm not a choreography type of person, but it's then okay. Just come in and do my own thing.
Just put your cowboy boots on and your hat.
See, that's what... Rock out. Okay, see...
Rock out.
The only way you're going to see me in a pair of
cowboy boots are cute.
It depends. If it's some thigh-high snake print,
we're going to go to the cowboy boot store that's in the mall. They have some really nice boots.
I'm not getting chaps. I'm not.
They've been making cowboy boots for a long time.
I'm just saying. I like fry boots. I don't like a traditional cowboy structured boot. It would have to literally be thigh-high snake skin, patent leather.
I'm
going to cuntify it. It's going to be me. Don't worry. I could play along. I'm going to play my position with this whole album and this rollout. I'm very excited because with country music, what people have always told me, even though I said it's not for me, I don't really listen to it, is deep cuts on there. It's real ass shit. They're talking about deep ass problems.
They're crazy.
I love sad ass music. We talk about Summer Walker. We talk about the Janae's. We talk about all them bitches in R&B that give us the sad girl music. This is right up my alley. It's just that I never had an artist. I say
it all the time.
Yeah, they got some good feel vibe, but I was listening to a playlist that a girl made, and she had some Shania Twain songs on there, some Faith Hill, Reba. Them songs were sad as fuck. Jolene? Please Don't Take My Man?
How do you think the white people get down?
I know you could take him if you want to, but please just leave him for me. She begging the side bitch not to take her man away from her. Jolene. It's right up my alley. All but sad bitch.
Y'all about to be on CMT cutting up.
Who?
Y'all.
Beyonce will be there and I will be supporting her.
Are you about to watch the Country Music Awards?
No. I'm going to watch the fucking Grammys. I'm going to watch the BET Awards. I'm going to see the fashion.
They're taking Black back this year.
Who?
BET. They're taking it back.
They're putting out mad posters, but actions speak louder than words, so let's see what y'all
gonna do. Everybody that did it before is gone now, so whatever.
I don't know how BET's going to take back anything when they have literally...
Ruined.
They ghetto-fied their awards. They ghetto-fied something that was supposed to execute Black excellence.
I'm sorry,
but sometimes
there needs to be a dress code. I'm sorry.
You can't tell people to dress well, though.
Nobody's on the same accord. Back in the day, it's just like everybody just...
Nobody ever... And there wasn't a set standard where it was like black tie, semi-formal, something
like
that.
Like early
2000s. But people just used to look... Yeah.
Early 2000s was like you early 2000s.
Some people look a fucking mess in the early
2000s. But I don't know.
It's always going to be somebody that look a fucking mess.
BET Awards used to be good.
Yeah, but all the...
The talent don't show up.
They don't because they get... I'm not going to blame... They ghetto-fied it. They started to play numbers and games where they would appeal to a younger, more social media-based audience. And certain artists, they just like, I'm not playing those games. Like, I'm not with the politics. And granted, we do need... If we want a BET Awards or Soul Train Awards to be on the caliber of a Grammys or a fucking Emmys or something like that, then we do need our A-list black celebrities to actually put interest into it. I don't know how you get them back there.
Did Tyler Perry buy BET or he didn't?
No, he said they were playing around with the paperwork.
I bet you they're going to get Monique to be the host. Watch. I'm telling you, I feel it.
There's some things with Monique.
I really feel it. I feel like they about to bring
her
back as a host.
I feel like for nostalgia purposes, yeah. They would try to do that. But I feel like at this juncture, for nostalgia purposes, it might not be bad. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to do it.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think they have the type of... Now, those two people specifically now, I don't think they have the type of caliber where it's like... I just don't see them hosting an award show.
Any better hosts, please.
I mean, yeah, but if you want to get somebody of a certain caliber to do it, they're not going to because they're going to look at it as the BET Awards. Then you get somebody that's younger that appeals to a younger audience or social media like they've been doing, God. And this shit's going to be gimmicky and trash. So I don't know if we can really win.
Roll with the punches, I guess. Yeah.
You got to take over CMT.
Jolene, Jolene, please don't take my man. How many times you played that song?
4, since yesterday. Nah, but go listen to 16 Carriages. Listen to 16 Carriages.
They said it's sad.
It is, so. You listen to Summer Walker.
I haven't for a while,
yeah,
actually.
I'm about to say, it's not sadder than that. It's really not sadder than that. Mm. It's a sad song, because it's a... Woman talking about how her innocence had to stop at a young age.
Does she sound country or just the music is country?
Beyonce's voice is never going to be fully country because she's learned how to sing through an R&B background. She's funk. She's soul. She's R&B.
So she's just her
it
over
sounds,
the...
To me, it sounds like an R&B woman with for 16 Carriages. She sounds more country on Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
16 Carriages, it sounds like an R&B ballad taken in with a lo-fi country beat, has a little bit of a hip-hop cadence in some parts, and it's the production of the crescendo that leads into this ballad at the end. It's a country-inspired song, but to me, it's not. It doesn't get fully country. Maybe that's why I like it a little bit more
country
than Texas Hold'em.
Country-inspired, okay.
I feel like it's country-inspired to me, personally. Now, we're going to see what happens with the rest of this album, but that one right there is... It gives me alternative R&B. It gives alternative R&B to a certain extent.
What's that?
Like say you listen to a Weeknd or you listen to an Ombre or you listen to somebody like that. Like that's more alternative R&B. It's not traditional R&B like a Jagged Edge or 112 or Boyz II Men. Something like that.
Okay.
So, you know. But yes, listen to motherfucking 16 Carriages, then go into Pray You Catch Me. That's off the Lemonade album. Then
that's
go
country?
Into that's not country, but the way that I did it in my head when I was playing it on the way here, it sounded real good. So I'm giving them the formula. 16 Carriages, Pray You Catch Me, I Miss You, and then end with If with Destiny's Child.
Okay.
It's a nice little four-peat. Nice little playlist for you. Okay. Don't say I never gave y'all nothing.
All right.
Okay. All right. And we do have a word of the week. I feel like this. I feel when I do these words of the week, it just get worse and worse. Yes, it does. And we are going, our word of the week this week is going to be roseate. Meaning, did that Spanish accent throw you off?
Yeah.
Roseate.
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 Okay.
You know, real simple. Meaning something of a rose-colored tint of a pink demeanor and flair.
Is that for Valentine's Day?
Exactly.
Okay.
You saw what I was trying to do there? Like, so
put
transition.
It in a sentence.
I saw these fire-ass Fendi boots, and it was a rosé color.
Okay. Roseate. All right.
Mm-hmm. Or I could tell that your rose toy is not the right shade of roseate, and it's fake because you got the light pink one and not the dark pink one. So you bought yours off of AliExpress, and it's probably going to burn your clit off.
I thought they came different colors.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
When you seen the light pink rose?
I don't know. I can't find a charger for mine, so.
Can anybody judge anybody for buying sex toys off of AliExpress as opposed to Amazon? Ain't it the same shit? Amazon just
cheating. All of them is the
Timu
same thing.
Timu got sex toys?
Yes, they do. Timu has
no,
everything.
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
I think so. Timu has everything.
Timu, when you order something, it don't come the size it's supposed to come.
You have to
it's
read
not me.
The dimension.
It did not happen
it
to me.
It tells you have to read the dimension.
It did.
You have to.
It didn't happen to me. But
you
if
have
I'm
to
buying
read the
a
dimension.
If I'm buying a vase for roses and it says that and it comes inside.
You have to read the dimension.
Because what the fuck am I supposed to put in this? That shit was funny as hell. Two vases, and it came this size.
Did she send it back?
They, one of them broke. It wasn't no point. It's like miniature size. It's like for like doll. For
how much was it?
$8 a piece.
See,
I'm like, oh, you got a steel. I'm like, you got a vase. Let me see. I'm gonna put some plants in here. Didn't work out. It, girl, I tried to put forks in it to make it like a cute little fork holder. It wouldn't even hold 3 forks. That's how small it was. Timu will play with your face.
Read the dimensions.
I will. I mean, I did for my stuff that I ordered. Mm-hmm. I was good. Timu ain't do me dirty, but I've seen them play other people. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. But yeah, don't buy the light skin rose. Buy the dark skin rose. No color and shit. But the dark skin rose is the real rose. It's the original rose. You see anybody selling you a light skin rose? It's gonna malfunction.
I don't even know how I even got mine. Like, I don't even know like how. Like, I don't even know where it came from. For you? I don't even remember.
If you don't remember buying it, somebody.
I'm like, I have. I don't know.
Somebody say, here, play with this.
Mm-hmm. I can't find the charger, and it's the weird charger.
Yeah, this, I don't like those.
A lot of the toy chargers are coming like that.
It's so annoying. That and this actually malfunctioned
my last one, and I'm pretty upset.
That baby did die on you.
Girl,
it's not right.
It wouldn't. I had to let it die. It wouldn't stop vibrating.
I mean, this is just always ready to go. What's worse, a vibrator that doesn't stop vibrating or a vibrator that dies in the middle of you actually wanting it to vibrate?
That's disgusting.
That is. Yeah, my.
But when it, over, when it overheats, though.
Oh, yeah, so.
God forbid.
That's not good. It's not good. It ain't right.
That's disgusting. Like.
Oh, we gotta put these things next to our vagina. We don't deserve that. Yeah, but penis don't act right, so. Alternatives.
Their owner don't act right.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm really upset.
Okay.
How's your Valentine's Day going? Because that's when we're recording.
We're here.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I just want
to. What do you say?
So you didn't want to come and record with me today? You're not happy I'm here? Rocky is. That's all that matters. Hey, third member.
If you don't go, sit your butt down, Rocky, please.
The only man to show me some love today.
Barely.
That boy is at his grandmother's house, and somebody got something.
Still?
No, I dropped him off this morning.
Oh.
Well, listen. Yeah, Valentine's Day has been...
regular.
It just... I've been seeing people walk around with balloons and roses all week since Monday. I'm like, you guys are really preparing, and I'm really happy. Mm-hmm. I'm loving that I'm seeing, like, no petty posts. I'm not seeing no bullshit. The guys really... I think they really listened to us the last episode, and they just was like, fuck it, we're just gonna do it. Mm. I've seen some relationship reveals.
Always think pregnancy those. Reveals?
No. I didn't see any.
Oh my God.
Y'all still want kids? No judgment. Teach his own.
Yeah. Seen pregnancy, relationship.
Somebody said, please be careful. Proposal.
Birth a Scorpio. Don't get pregnant.
Yeah, they said, don't do that. We don't need more Scorpios in the world.
But they, I keep, my thing keeps saying that's my soulmate is a Scorpio. Like my,
Libra?
No, Libra.
Libra.
Scorpio.
It could be. They keep telling me Aries and Gemini, and I know you're fucking lying.
God.
I know you're fucking lying about the Aries. Aries women, could maybe tolerate one, friend. And that's it. I don't know about Aries men.
I don't know no Aries men.
That wasn't for the week. I don't know about doing that again. They said Gemini men. I've heard things about Gemini men, but I've never dealt with one. No, I lied. My first boyfriend was Gemini. He was crazy.
Geminis are crazy.
I've heard. I don't really specifically know. Men and I was women. So young, but he was a pathological liar.
They're literally Sour Patch people. Literally.
Yeah, like they say
Geminis have a very dark, like nasty side to them. People think like can't think, like they have a very Geminis have very especially the women they have very like nasty sides to them. Okay. She's a Gemini?
I believe so.
I thought she.
I don't know. Yeah, she is.
I thought she's May. I thought she's not a Taurus.
No, Taurus is
she a May Gemini? She's a May Gemini, and she's slightly different.
So is the June Gemini, they
nasty.
Say? I've heard Jekyll and Hyde. They're literally I don't like to use this term loosely because it's serious, but bipolar. Demonic. Demonic is crazy.
They're bitchy. That's what they're bitchy.
I can get a little bit of
no. So
I can get bitch. I can get bitchy. I've seen some of the males in action. I can get bitchy from them. Like
all that you little, mean you could get. I'm saying no, not like
no. I'm not bitchy.
On that, like,
but they say Aquarius and Gemini's get along. They said Libras too, but
what
the men are pathological liars. So I don't know how that's going to work.
See, it just all I don't know.
And then Sagittarius. My daddy is Sagittarius. I don't know too much about the men, but they're weird. Sagittariuses are weird. So I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know.
Fuck it. All of them are weird.
Everybody.
All of them. Everybody. Males. Like, man, I don't know.
No, it's on both sides. It's on both sides. Everybody's strange. Well, we up there in the top two.
I don't
top
give a you know,
worst. Top five worst, so.
Well.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? Move on. I see you, Playette. Today goes out to the one and the only Miss Princess Love. She is the first motherfucking black woman to ever win the Celebrity Poker Tour Championship in history, and on Black History Month.
That's good.
Some fire shit. So shout out to her for. I was about to say counting cards. That's not right because that means you cheating.
Counting the coins.
Yes, counting the coins. I don't know what her winnings were. Don't know what necessarily the prize is for winning that. But that's the world's best poker players. And she won. That's crazy.
She was only a year. It's only been like a year, right?
So she... And then I hear with poker, you have to have like some... A level of a mathematician kind of mind. Like it's the numbers that you're playing with.
That's what I'm saying. These reality TVs don't be giving people the best light because she's clearly smart.
Didn't they try to paint her as a gambling addict and she was gambling away all the money?
Yes, just for the storyline.
And then Ray J couldn't find her for days on end because she was at the casinos playing poker. But look, she won.
Up there taking her picture. Where she was.
You know how much money she probably won for doing that?
A lot.
How much money that's about to come in? Because I'm saying, like, you go into high roller, you talk about these high roller gambling games, like them back rooms and like actual casinos. They got poker games that go up to millions of dollars.
Girl, when I was on a cruise and I did blackjack and I got 300, I stopped and I left. Done.
And that's 300.
Done.
And then if you really win, they take you in the back room.
Done.
And you know who the biggest gamblers out of like all races?
Asians.
Asians.
I know when you go to the casino and you see the room with the rope.
Mm-hmm. That's them.
They be there.
They all in there. Smoking cigarettes. And gambling away money.
And seeing her like play, like win poker, I was thinking like, I really want to start like doing stuff that channels my mind.
What?
She was on Baddies?
No, I'm just saying she could have been on Baddies.
No. Mm-mm. Thank God, no. I just want to start doing stuff that like channel my mind. Like that circle thing, I deleted a picture because I could not figure out how not to cross the lines. And I'm like, this is challenging.
I have to go back to it.
Mm-mm.
I'm getting back into my book, so.
That's good. I want to just do
me the challenge that
stuff that like challenges my mind and stuff like that. I just need to read, like refocus. Because a lot of things are easy, but I just be like, oh my God.
And when you get older and you watch older people, you realize that the mind is very delicate. And if you don't use it, you will.
The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah, you will lose it. You will absolutely lose it. So you've got to like.
It's a terrible
thing. My mother gets on my nerves. She be doing little trivia games on Facebook, but then, because at first she was like trying to get me to do it with her, and she'd be out loud and be like, let me look at this Facebook trivia game, and I'm like, Mom, I don't really want to do that, and you're annoying me because you keep bothering me about it. But I realized that she's doing that to keep stimulating her memory, mm-hmm. So that's good, because I'd be sad if she's like didn't remember my name.
Even if I gotta play Cooking Mama, it's still true.
Excuse me?
You never play Cooking Mama? That shit gets intense.
What the hell is that?
It's the game on the iPhone or the iPad, and you're a server. And sometimes it picks up where you have to serve like six people.
That was adding
the SpongeBob one.
I stopped.
Woo!
That was adding anxiety to me.
When you start to scream.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. And setting alarms and waking up out of my sleep because my food in my kitchen is running down. I don't have time for that.
That's like the
Farmville. My restaurant.
You ever played Farmville?
I didn't play Farmville. I played restaurant thing. The one on, the one on Facebook. The restaurant one. My restaurant was decked out. Because when I was little, one of my goals in life was to have a restaurant. So I was like, all right, I play it virtually.
That shit was intense.
Candy Crush was stressful. That shit is not good. Even though they say it promotes good, it helps with memory jargon. It wasn't good. Mm-mm. When I started buying the little thingies for the levels, that's how I knew I was deep in. It's bad. I stopped. Oh, it was only $60.
That's a lot.
I know.
Candy Crush?
Yeah, and it wasn't even coming off my car. It's bad. Mm-hmm.
Stimulate y'all mind. Do some things to get y'all brain stimulated. Like,
so shout out
even if it's for 5 minutes.
At least. I told you I'm going to get you the crossword puzzle. But you don't want to do that. I'll get you the word search. Don't worry.
Word search. You need to calm down and go drink some water.
Just dehydrated.
Pumping that damn thing.
Freaky ass boy. Let's get into our breakdown. We are discussing this video, which I've seen this story. I feel like you have more backstory on it, and I want you to let me know what the fuck
you gotta play it because it's not gonna let me.
Okay, so click which one? The
I had two of them on there.
Videos. I see it.
Yeah, click the first one.
This is the Instagram.
Viral TikTok video goes by Alonzo. Tonight, I exclusively spoke with a woman who says years ago here in D.C., he beat her up when she was homeless.
Who the hell? But I did see some rounds about this on, what's that shit called? On Twitter.
No hate to Alicia Keys, but I remember that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
All right, guys.
Okay, no, yeah, this is the first, this is right.
Okay.
Man, in that viral TikTok video goes by Alonzo. Tonight, I exclusively spoke with a woman who says years ago here in D.C., he beat her up when she was homeless, and now she's only sharing the harrowing details with Fox 5. The attack was caught on camera, and we want to warn you, it may be difficult to watch. This is exclusive video you will only see on Fox 5. Police say Alonzo Douglas Hebron
says, I do not understand how a human being can act like this. He's a sociopath. He does not have a sense of remorse.
The victim, who wants to remain anonymous for safety reasons, says she woke up at the hospital not remembering what exactly happened to her. She's sharing these photos of the aftermath.
This is the man who assaulted you, yep.
The victim claims Hebron is known as a violent and dangerous person in the homeless community. That's why she says watching this viral TikTok video is triggering.
I've been struggling since then. I'm an alcoholic in recovery. Last week was my 18-month anniversary. And the last 2 days, yeah, I came close. I didn't. Because he's not worth it. After an hour.
However, she does not fault the young lady for trying to help someone.
I was heartbroken. First of all, kudos to the woman.
Okay, so basically, it was this young lady. I cannot remember her name, but I'll post it. I'll post her name here. But basically, she ran into a homeless man or whatever, and you know, I guess, you know, they just had some kind of like fiery, like, you know, like connection or whatever, where she wanted to help him. So they had like a good like quick bond or whatever, and she wanted to help him. She couldn't find him, so you know, she got a little bit emotional. So you know, TikTok does they thing or whatever. So she wanted to find him or whatever. She drove around, she found him. She was able to get him money for a hotel room.
Okay.
They went to, I think it was either Walmart or Target or whatever, got him, you know, clothes, shoes, toiletries, all of that stuff or whatever. And she basically started to GoFundMe because he also, I believe, is colon cancer. Ooh. So she started to GoFundMe or whatever, so that way he could be able to start the process of, you know, his treatment, all that other stuff or whatever.
Okay.
And she ended up raising over $400,000 for him. Then you know, it was, all she did was always like post, you know, their interactions. From what we saw and what she's always said, it was always positive. She called him unk, he called her niece, like, you know, everybody just, you know.
So it's more than one video. It's like
a whole little series. Okay. Thing they got going on. Okay. Everything, just good times together, blah blah blah. I think a few celebrities had like got on FaceTimed her, got on live, just like, you know, saying whatever, blah blah blah. Everybody just saying like, you're good, you know, good, some of your good soul, blah blah blah. And then this comes out, the woman who says that, you know, years ago he when they were in the I don't know, the homeless shelter, we saw like he attacked her,
assaulted her,
and then whatever, and then in the hospital, and then moving forward or whatever. So now, go to the second one. So now the second one is, I'm gonna let y'all hear the second one. I just want to get like your opinion
on the homeless guy's story. The news is reporting that GoFundMe is pretty much holding on to the money, and he can't get it because of his criminal past. And yeah, so take a look at this. This is what the news is reporting. This is only on local news here in DC. This is crazy. Take a look at this and tell what you guys think.
So the folks at GoFundMe tell us that they are holding on to that money safely, and that if anybody who's donated to this page, again, collecting up to $400,000, wants their money back, they can request it. So if they don't just voluntarily give it back, you have to request the money back. As far as Alonzo, we don't know where he is. We don't believe he's still in that hotel, guys. We've reached out to Sinai since yesterday. We've not seen anything back from her, now that there are layers of concern about this whole story.
Wow. So, way to blow it up. Man, turn a good thing into bad. That's crazy, guys. What do you guys think about this, man? They holding the money. Go fuck me.
So, what do you think? Do you think he should get, you know, still receive his funds? Should he still be held accountable for what he did years ago? Like, do you think he, what do you think?
Was he arrested after he assaulted the woman?
I don't know. I don't know. It never said. I'm not sure. But if it's a criminal past, that means you have to be
charged for something.
Yeah, so you like
you could have a criminal past, but nobody know about it.
but
more than likely he was, because they said they showed us the video, mm-hmm. So he was arrested. She says that he is known as a sociopath and a very violent person throughout the homeless community. From the way he attacked her in that video, I'm gonna take her word for it, and the way her face looked. She looked very triggered when she was talking. She looked genuine in her words. I don't think this is something like,
oh yeah, the video shows it.
She ain't getting no money. She just wanted to tell her story.
Yeah.
I'm literally at a split and a cross with this, because it's like, this young girl seen a homeless man, they had a connection.
And she said he never tried anything. She said she never felt like unsafe, you know, being with him or anything.
But one person's story doesn't necessarily have to be everybody's story. Mm-hmm. He could have been in a very nasty mental state when he attacked that woman. And I don't know how long ago that attack was. No one knows one knows what redemption looks like. And no one knows if reform can even happen with certain people. Mm-hmm. But if this woman and that man had that connection to the point where she wanted to help him to this extent, and he never hurt her, he never did anything violent towards her, then at this juncture, I feel as if she was raising it for a good cause. It's not like they were trying to scam anybody. They weren't trying to get any money. If he does have colon cancer and she wanted to help him to the point where to get his treatment started, then I think that's their prerogative to do so. It is unfortunate that woman had to go through that in her past. Scary. That's scary as fuck. And if he did terrorize people in their past, we don't know if he's been put onto mental health professionals, if maybe he got to a free clinic, they gave him some medication. We don't know any of these things. There's a lot of what ifs within this story. But at this point, I'm just like, what is GoFundMe going to do with the money?
Return it.
People, you have to request it. They're not even just volunteering. If they were going to return that money, then they would look at everybody's card, look at everybody who made a donation, and it would just reverse it. Why are they holding on to it? So there are people that don't request it, they forget about it, and then they just get to keep the funds, because that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. If you don't claim the money, or they find out it's fraudulent activity money,
so
they keep it.
Just keeps it.
They keeps it. They keep it. Like say you start something and you can't necessarily justify what's the cause that you're using for. I have no clue. The cause that you're really using it for, and people don't request their money back, then they're gonna keep that profit. Right. Even if it's $10, they're gonna get it. So I don't really know what they're keeping it for. But if this is what this woman wanted to do with this man, if that's the connection that they had, then I believe that start the treatment.
If she can't even get the money, though.
Not at this part. Yeah, that was the now they're looking into his criminal history, but when she started it, they weren't doing that. This story came about. Mm-hmm. So you weren't looking at his criminal history in the first place. Because this GoFundMe is not in her name. It's for him. Mm-hmm. Now if you have a criminal history, you can't get funds from GoFundMe. Okay. Like I said, when it comes to reform in this country, everything is a joke.
It's a joke.
Every single path. Clearly, this man is homeless. So first of all, this fucking country failed him in some way. We don't even know his history and his past. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to give any excuses for him assaulting anybody and causing havoc in the homeless community of where it is. I just don't know what state he was in to even do those things. Mm-hmm. I can't pass judgment because there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of what ifs. But at this part, at this time, 2024, if somebody's going to come in and they want to do something good for someone that they don't even know, mm-hmm. we need that kind of humility around. I'll be very honest with you. Like, in the world that we live in college.
Mm-hmm.
In the world that we live in, there's a lot of young people that don't look at anything past who they are. There's a lot of self-centeredness mm-hmm. with the younger generation. And that's no fault of their own. It's the society we live in. They grew up with cameras and phones in their fucking face. Mm-hmm. So everything is on a vain standpoint when it comes to younger people. They're very self-centered. They're very spoiled. They have this, everything is about me. It's an obligation mm-hmm. to cater to them type of mentality. And a lot of them don't have the adversities. They don't come from the struggle that their guardians and parents had to go through. And a lot of mm-hmm. parents, a lot of them a life where they don't have to think about shit like that.
She set him up. Hotel, got him a cell phone.
You don't see young people doing that.
Like, mm-hmm.
Especially a college student mm-hmm. that could be struggling on her own. Look what the fuck we had to go through when we were in college. So
there's a certain. Really sad. Like when she yeah, couldn't there's a certain
amount.
Again.
It's a certain amount of humility because who knows how far his cancer was along. He might have passed away. And if she did really build a connection with somebody that she didn't even know that was in that state, homeless are the most disrespected and overlooked in this country to a certain
extent. First of all, did you know that it's illegal to be homeless in the United States?
I've heard something like that on Twitter, but I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to come back next week with that.
But yeah, the homeless people are starting to get arrested for being homeless. You're starting to get arrested for being homeless.
I don't know how y'all create a circumstance for somebody to not be able to afford or have a livelihood in this country, and then you try to criminalize them for not making a way.
But yeah, I'm just glad she's safe. I'm glad she didn't get hurt within the process.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that mm-hmm. this story that could have been something that was really sweet could have maybe.
And she always had a friend girl with her too, so that's a good thing. She's smart too.
She wasn't dead. She wasn't doomed. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that something like this has to have a negative background to it, a negative connotation attached to it, because it really was just a sweet story until it wasn't anymore. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So prayers to everybody involved, because mm-hmm. the shit is just, you know, everybody done blew it up. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. People were calling her stupid. People were accusing her of trying to accuse her of taking the funds, and I'm like, no,
that shit frozen.
GoFundMe has that, so don't try to call the girl a thief. Mm-hmm. She didn't make this diabolical plan to steal everybody's money with this homeless man. Exactly. They got, like, y'all could go and look at places on, you could go look up stories of GoFundMe where people scam the fuck out of you. Like, my favorite GoFundMe story.
The brick?
The girl with, no.
Oh.
We never spoke about that. I don't.
I don't know too much about it either. I kind of jumped through.
Oh, I know enough.
Holes from there.
I know enough, but I don't. That woman need help. Period. She has deep-seated mental health issues, and she need help. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for anybody that felt offended by the lady that lied about the brick being thrown in her face, but that's y'all cousin. She ain't my family. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not even about to sit up here, cause even entering in that story. The way that, instead of talking about somebody that needs help or really being serious about mental health and talking about mental health, mm-hmm. even with her lying and then, like, playing around with black men and this, it just turns into a gender war conversation. Every single conversation turns into, see how these bitches be lying. Yeah. And it's one woman that has a serious fucking problem that might need to be, she needs to be stabilized in mm-hmm. some type of institution. I'm not going to say jail. I'm never going to say put somebody mm-hmm. with mental health issues in jail, because it will do nothing but deteriorate them further. So when it comes down to it, even with that story, it just turns into gender wars, so ain't no point. Mm-hmm. But prayers to everybody involved, because this shit is just sad. Mm-hmm. The act of humility from that young woman, though, that's a bright side of this story, because, like mm-hmm. I said, you don't see that at all.
No.
You don't see that at all. You don't even see that shit with people our age and older, mm-hmm. more or less somebody younger, and I mm-hmm. told you, they be all up in their own, mm-hmm. they be smelling their own motherfucking skin, so mm-hmm. shout-outs to that young woman.
Sanai, right?
Sanai. Mm-hmm. Shout-outs to Sanai. I know your name now. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Let's move into this conversation. GSZ, do you know what an incel is?
No.
Okay. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to give you the correct definition for it, and then I'm going to give you my definition for it. So an incel, a promiser. I need to be on my word of the day, word of the week list. I'm going to skip that. In a term closely associated with online subculture of men, mostly white, male, or heterosexual, who define themselves as unable to get a romantic or sexual partner despite desiring one. So all them weird niggas that be in the comments mm-hmm. of videos, clips, the ones that start, some of them that start podcasts and things of that mm-hmm. nature to bash, talk shit, humble and degrade women.
Yeah,
those are incels, and they've made themselves
like an imbecile. Right? Is that like a breed? Is it? No. Is it like a half of an imbecile?
No, but honestly, you ain't far off.
Oh, okay.
You're not far off. Mm. It's a subculture that they have named themselves. But the thing is that I can't talk about.
They named themselves that?
Yeah, they've named themselves. They gave themselves the sub. They've named themselves incels to be a subculture of men that want romantic partners, desire romantic partners, but they can't get one despite, you know, that's what they want. Like passport bros. They always talking about they can't get anybody in the States. Women are not subservient over here, so they go across beyond over. They buy Spirit plane tickets to go find love in
other countries. And they buy box, though, right?
Yeah, they buy pussy. I don't know what they talking about they finding love. I don't know who they trying to fool.
Okay, so what is it?
Incel.
They want a relationship, mm-hmm. but
they have the desire to want to be with, want romantic partnerships with a woman, mm-hmm. but they can't get that. And they don't know how to go about doing that. They don't know how to go about doing it. So I've been seeing a lot of different conversations about men in the aspects of humbling women, trying to put women in a standard or a certain place so that they can be better off with how they feel as men going into certain things. And the only reason why I want to bring it up is because, do you believe that it's a subculture, or do you just think that these are fucking weirdos?
They're weirdos.
I can't,
because there are resources out there to help you with those things. They're resources.
My thing is this. If you are socially awkward, that's like a real
there's
real
resources disability. For that.
You're socially awkward. If you don't present with being the most good looking, if you don't present with a whole bunch of different characteristics that women would flock to or mm-hmm. women would be attracted to, there are ways to fix that. But instead of sitting there and fixing the problem, you name yourself a whole entire subculture, and that subculture sounds so fucking freaky and weird to me. You name yourself a whole entire subculture to sit here and place
even more weirder.
Put the blame and the onus on women for the reason why you don't women.
What do they say? How do they put the blame on? What do they say?
So they're like, women are subservient. Women are too hyper independent. Women do not listen to men. Women have taken out an agenda to emasculate the male species, and that is why they cannot be successful in romantic relationships with their, you know, the other gender and better half. I just wanted to bring this to our attention, because every time that I sit there and I see a bunch of batshit crazy losers in someone's comments or under someone's picture, and they have these absurd takes and these just misogynistic, patriarchal,
I'm sick of it,
fucking rhetoric that comes out of their mouth. And I'm like, look at the way that you're speaking. You think this is the reason why? You think the reason why you don't get boxed is because it's a woman's fault or because you're bad shit crazy?
Right.
I don't think that this subculture that they want to sit here and put themselves under, I don't think it should exist.
It shouldn't exist.
Because like, let's not have an excuse. Women don't have, we, what's our subculture?
But you're, them doing that is pushing themselves further away from achieving what they want to achieve. Like, that's weird.
Like, it comes down to.
That's weird.
Y'all say that y'all love women. Y'all say that y'all want women. Y'all say that y'all desire these type, like, you desire relationships. But yet, now you've made it to put hate on women. You're never going to get those things if you hate the one thing that you desire. It's like a twisted
double entendre mind warp. What is it?
Maybe. I can't even really put it into words how I really want to explain it, because it doesn't make
sense. And like we said last week, speaking about Valentine's Day, like, if you, like, they are it's right in front of your face. There are resources out there. There are people out there, like, you're socially awkward. There are professionals out there that can help you with that. If you don't like the way you dress, there are people out there. Stylists. And there are stylists out there. There are people that can help you with that. A therapist. Go see the lady. Like, there are people out there, and there are people that will do the pay sliding scale. So they can work with what you can't, you know, what
and
you
make.
And
a lot more jobs are offering a lot more services through your insurance.
They are.
A lot less excuses, so.
But you wanting a romantic relationship with the woman, you labeling yourself this is not helping. And you purposely going under, instead of trying to understand, and you purposely going, trying to bash the woman that you want to be with is not helping.
It's like a sick
obsession. It's very weird.
It's a very sick obsession. And is it mental health? Yeah, in some standpoints, it could be a whole bunch of different stuff. I'm not trying to give, every time I put an excuse, some people are just fucking idiots at the end of the day. I don't want to give an excuse and put mental health in front of everything. But what do you think you gain by labeling yourself that is what I don't understand.
And I've been hearing the word a lot. It's a negative label.
Why would I want to call myself an incel?
It sounds like imbecile.
It sounds like loser. If you can't get pussy, you can't get pussy.
There's ways to work around
but
it.
But anybody how can many, get pussy. If they
girl,
want
how
it.
Many how many times we seen in these fucking old school TV shows when the nerdy nigga would get a makeover?
Exactly. But the thing is, anybody can make over their physical appearance. It's like, but if you still got a nasty character.
But that's what the lady, that's what they have those things. They have life
least,
coaches.
It's at least going to give you, if you make over
you
yourself.
You have to put the fucking effort to get what the fuck you want. You have to. Yeah. You have to put the
or
effort.
Or change your mindset. Yeah. You can't. I'm sorry, if you are somebody that was bullied, if you were somebody that was demeaned, if you were somebody that's gone through a lot of trauma caused by the opposite sex for whatever reason, I do feel bad for you. I do feel bad for you. But for you to now make that person an enemy, for you to hate women, for you to bash them.
Yeah,
for you
like
to
me. I have not been treated, you know, haven't been treated right by men I've dealt with. But I'm not, I'm not taking that, you know what I'm saying, taking that out on all men. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be like, oh, this, the next nigga. No, I'm not, because everybody's not the same. Yeah. You have to just.
I understand some women that have had
extremely
adverse
yeah. Oh my God, yes.
situations
but,
with
yeah.
men, and when they say
it.
They hate a nigga,
they hate
a nigga.
And by all means, you can. I'm not telling you not to, but it's like I'm not like
it doesn't. In this aspect of labeling it, because I keep hearing incel every time
I've
listen
never
to
heard
something.
That. It was on podcast.
I've seen it on Twitter. Different articles that
don't
I've
label
at.
Yourself something that's gonna make the person that you want run away. You think
I feel like
wanna...
they want the, I feel like they get some type of clarity with having that label. It's like, well, this is it's like a justification for why they're in people's comments going the fuck off when they see a clip of a woman talking.
It's just this.
Or if
this,
a girl, if you go in a girl's DM and she doesn't want to talk to you, then you lashing out and then harassing her in her DM for months after. Well, that's just the behavior of an incel. That's just me being an incel. Or like when you have the passport bros and they're talking about some women are cheaper overseas, and it's just I can go and I can pay for somebody to love me right in a different country.
Men back in the day ain't never said that.
I don't know when it gets better.
When did it go downhill?
I don't know. I said on here I wasn't paying attention in the dating scene enough for me to even know when it got this bad. It's just when you become more aware or you're more prevalent to certain dynamics when I actually am trying to date and I'm seeing some very strange characteristics within the male species, and now they're giving themselves these fucking labels to patronize that behavior. It doesn't make sense to me.
Do you know, I seen something on TikTok where this girl, she was like, she got into, dating a guy or whatever. They, you know, started just like being exclusive or whatever. And she was like, it might sound like low, like whatever. She was like, but it made her really happy when he put gas in her car. She said, it's the bare minimum, but the guys that she used the day before gave her hell just for fucking $30 in her gas tank.
You mean him paying for it?
Yeah. Like, she said it might, you know, she said it might, like, that's a, she was like, but it's like, that's one of the, like, I'm like, damn, like, niggas fuck, like, damn.
A lot of niggas not paying for gas. Damn. It's a lot of niggas not paying for gas. And then you get the comments like, well, yeah, but then why he got to pay for your gas?
We not driving it. I mean, just, I'm not driving that car.
But I felt y'all didn't want us hyper independent, because then I would have to pay for my gas. And I'm not saying for you to pay for my gas all the time, but it's just when you find somebody that really speaks to your love language and who you are as a person, I think that feeling is really, I don't know it, but I would believe that feeling is like, it's indescribable. Like when you find never somebody to, like, that one really,
for nothing, you know,
I don't know about one for nothing,
not one for nothing, but it's just like, you don't have to, like, they get it. It's like, they get it.
I would,
they take the time to know you and they take the time to understand your love language, where it's not, where it's like, you have to always drop hints. You know what I'm saying? Always drop hints. Or it's not like pulling tea to explain why you like this, why you like that. Like, it just comes easy.
Yeah. I think feeling seen.
Mm-hmm.
Being heard, somebody really reassuring you, and then reciprocating small gestures. Like, just like, I remember a podcast that we went on. I literally sat there and I said, it's not, you have to know the person that you are with. When you are dating, hopefully you are dating somebody like-minded. If $30 in my tank is going to make me happy, and then that's somebody that you want to do that for, then you do that. If you're with somebody and you have the means and they want a $2,000 bag, then you go ahead and you do that. But just know who you are dating and then sit there and you capitulate to what they want because you want to make them happy. As long as you are not stealing, robbing, or living above your motherfucking means to make that, to get that done for somebody, then I think that this, it's the simple things that matter in life. It's the simple things that matter to a person that you actually care about. But I don't know. I don't know if niggas have been getting screwed over by bitches and they were actually being sweet and women were taking them for granted. I don't know anyone's story because niggas, I only look at specifics.
I feel like,
and I don't like generalizing.
I don't like generalizing either, but I really feel like sometimes I feel like niggas know what they're doing with the girls that they go after and they end up complaining about it. It's like y'all know the girl that y'all go after, and then when y'all do it and then the girls, like, they get what they want and they toss you to the side.
Like, when I say don't date out your tax bracket, I hate to keep bringing it back to a financial standpoint, but if we're talking about money, don't date out your tax bracket. Don't do it. It will lessen your headache. You will save yourself a lot of sleepless nights if you dated somebody that meet the standard of what you can provide for them. And that's if you want to provide. If you a motherfucker that want to be taken care of, then find somebody that wants to take care of somebody. We said that last week. Like, It just makes sense to be like-minded on that standpoint. Opposites attract. Yeah, that's good and fine. But there has to be some type of cohesion. There has to be some type of cohesion when you are dealing with somebody so that you guys can be on the same page.
Like, you know, if you go from working 40 hours a week and you pick it up to doing 90 hours a week just so you can, that's a lot.
To keep up with a lifestyle,
yes,
somebody.
Yes, but when you see your bitch, why are you doing that? Like, what? Like, why are you doing that? When you see your bitch, like, y'all, people have social media. You see what you. I'm like, if you seen that she bags, and bags, and bags, we'll be prepared.
Why go want to be with the bitch with the bags?
And you know that she do give you play.
She gonna want a bag. Like, I don't understand why you persecute somebody for their taste of what they've been introduced before. If niggas was doing that for her before, you think that she's going to want to lessen her standard? And especially if it's a bitch that can get it on her own, she's going to expect you to do it too. I don't know what to tell y'all.
I don't know what to tell nobody either.
I don't know what to tell y'all. Now y'all want to be incels instead of just trying to be stand-up motherfuckers. Like,
that's it.
Y'all are grown men.
And then y'all also got to realize too, like, I understand people be, oh, social media, you gotta also watch what the fuck you say
and get the fuck out of people's comments.
Like, you gotta watch what you say, because it could be somebody, it could be a girl that it finds you attractive with, and you start saying stupid shit, then you gotta go.
Question: you with a man, you guys are in a serious relationship for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have decided in the beginning of your relationship to not follow each other on social media. Somebody sends you a screenshot of your nigga in multiple people's comments, cursing them out, demeaning them, disrespecting them. He treats you well. You guys have a healthy, what you would label as a healthy relationship. But somebody sends you and says, your nigga be on Instagram bugging the fuck out, arguing with people for hours on end. Not just one comment, multiple comments on different posts about different shit. But you guys don't follow each other. You wouldn't see it. What are you going
to
do?
I'm talking to him about it. Mm. I'm talking about, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And if, I don't know, like, I don't know. Maybe I might be taking it too far or whatever, but I don't know. I'm like, okay, especially if you're talking to a woman, we're going to have to, we have to pull her Instagram up, and you have to write her a nice apology.
I don't know if you're taking that too far. I think that's, I don't know how I can be with somebody that, because in that answer, I have to question you as a person.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation.
If you're nice to me,
presenting yourself to me this way and then that way.
Let me take myself out of the hypothetical. Are there really people that, there are really people that are that manipulative and that Jekyll and Hyde? They really do have two sides of the coin, where they can be good to one person and then extremely nasty to other people. But look, if we're talking about on a normal sense, I don't give a fuck. Them weird ass niggas that be in comments disrespectful, being nasty, sending death threats to people, and then have the nerve to sit there and say, I have a wife and I have kids. You're not telling me that you're not this type of person in your house.
That's right. When we were on that podcast and that happened, this person that just kept saying nasty stuff to me, going back and forth, like threatening me, saying all kinds of crazy shit. Went to his page, saw he had a wife, looked through his page, found a wife's Instagram, screenshotted everything, sent it to her, sent her a nice message. And I said, this is what your husband has been saying to me under this post. And she sent me back. She said, but I'm just letting you know, this is your husband.
Yeah,
it might have been too much time on my hands, but sometimes I have that time.
She could have been like, fuck you, bitch. They could just be a nasty-ass couple.
And sometimes I have that time on my hands because, no, like, but we would have to have a conversation. Like,
but
like,
as that woman,
that's embarrassing.
For you to send that to me, what, like, people would say, well, are you going to break up with him? Because she probably didn't leave her man.
No, they're married. I doubt it.
She didn't leave her man for that. But it's like, what do you do if your nigga is sending death threats to women in their DMs because he doesn't believe that they should have a voice, or he doesn't like how their tone is in a clip, in a 60-second clip, or he doesn't like the rhetoric of what they said
That's going way too far.
Isn't that a little bit of mental health?
That's, you're going to have to go see the lady, and that would scare me. Like, that was like, are you like, don't
for
let me say the wrong thing.
For a woman to screenshot me? For a woman to,
I had time that day.
I would be upset if I had a nigga and he was in other women's DMs getting ignored and talking to himself. Now that's some loser shit. What are you trying to cheat? What if your nigga tries to cheat and can't cheat? I know I'm jumping right now. Like, he's trying to cheat and bitches ain't giving him play. Now I gotta think to me, did I pick a corny nigga?
Sometimes that happens.
Oh my God.
But sometimes you realize you picked the corny. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes
you. Why are you talking to yourself in other bitches' DMs? And what's worse, them not saying anything or them actually saying something? Or your man ending up in one of them Twitter threads as the nigga saying something flagrant in somebody's fucking inbox, like some wild sexual shit? Oh my God. God, I just have to pray. I just have to pray. Pray that I pick better in life. I have to trust my discernment. I have to trust my instincts that I will not pick a corny nigga.
Honestly, it's becoming easier. I'm seeing the corny ones come out early, baby. The icks come out early.
You know what it is, though? Niggas used to be really good at hiding themselves. And that representative used to stay around a little bit longer. But they're so hurt with their existence. Not all of them.
You know, some niggas be hurt and they haven't even tried and they be hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
They be hurt because they see shit on social media. What other niggas go through.
Why are you mad? Like, the
stitches. Why are you mad because this nigga got played because he bought a bitch a Chanel bag and she never called him back?
Why are you mad? But those are the incels. They are taking up this hate and this. They want to put on this whole entire agenda against women because of, honestly, circumstances that they probably would never even find themselves in, because the bitches that would play that one nigga wouldn't even look your way. And I know that's sad to say, but that's what you guys are explaining.
I don't know.
I just know if
dating is weird. I don't know. Dating is weird. Dating is weird. I don't know. Like, it's just too much shit out. Just too much information out there where I feel like shit. I don't know. It's just too much stuff out there where you won't have to complain after the first date.
I think a lot of it is social media. I think the internet has given people just this audacity to say whatever the fuck they want to say to anybody, anywhere.
And Not interested. I love that button. Not interested. Yeah, never want to see posts from this person again.
And I will say this, like, as people that put out content, even if you label yourself a content creator or not, as people have put out content like we do, even if our clips are on a basis of trying to push forward our podcast for us to advertise ourselves, mm-hmm. you do open yourself out when you put your shit on the internet for motherfuckers to view it, see it, and give us unsolicited opinions. But to be the nigga in somebody's DM sending them death threats or not listening to what they're saying but have all the time in the world to comment on their appearance and then wonder why you don't get bitches? You calling every woman in the comments a fat ugly bitch.
And your mama's a fat ugly bitch, so I'm not sure.
But then you want to label yourself an incel and say that women are not giving you, they're not looking at you in a romantic way because you're crazy.
Tried it.
So, and I don't know your mama.
But I seen pictures.
She saw the pictures. I didn't go on your page.
I'm just saying majority of the time it's like that. It's like, who are you calling fat?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. If your niggas really in comments going the fuck off being a nasty ass person, like, I feel like, and I could be wrong, 8 out of 10 times he's a nasty nigga at home too.
Yeah.
You're not arguing with people 70 comments strong on your side alone and tell me that you have a good paying job. You take care of your kids, and you give your spouse attention. You can't. Not 70 comments in under one post. You can't be doing that. There is physically not enough time in the world for you to be able to do that and run a well-sustained life.
And then sometimes it be niggas with daughters. It's like, so you would, like, come on.
That's what I be sad about, the babies.
Like, come on. The
babies that I be around them.
So, like, what, like, so, like, come on. So, like, you, like, what would you say if a nigga was talking to your daughter like this? Y'all would raise hell. Please.
So, all the incels need to go get help. Just, it's not a pass. You want bitches but can't get bitches. What do you expect? I don't know. Just wanted to bring light to that. So, if you ever hear incel in a conversation, cut it. Cut.
Probably now I'm about to see all of my damn timeline now that you said it.
It's definitely going to pop up. Okay. This was something that I had seen about 2 weeks ago. It's on the show Ready to Love from Oprah. And this clip right here. If we ain't never seen anything about... We never talked about incels on this show. And we probably never will. But this clip right here, surefire way with how niggas would just be having bitches fucked up. Let me play this and then start it over.
And I've asked the question that may have been out of bounds for you. How did that make you feel?
I might fast forward it a little bit.
Well, you were throwing out questions. Black or white, summer or spring, right? And everyone I answered, boom, 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 boom. you threw out choked or spanked? I said, hey, that's not a question I'm willing to answer. My answer for you caused you to say, I don't know how this got sexual.
I wasn't coming from a sexual place.
The general population of the world would agree that those three words woven together has a sexual connotation, but I will not continue to sit here and debate with you. So from this moment forward, we can change the subject.
Right.
Or tonight's date will be over.
Got you. Things got a little intense, but you gave a piece of it, the whole totality of the conversation, rather than no questions. So if you want to give me the respect of asking me if I meant sexual or not, you should have done that, and that's perfectly fine. And I said what I had to say.
Can y'all come get this mic off me? I'm not about to do this with this grown ass man.
I think the... I just want to just, anybody that watches on network, if you watch any reality show on there, when it makes that noise, that means the producers that watched it know somebody fucked up when they play that sound. Mm-hmm. It's all that sound always is on of when the fucked up, when somebody's fucked up.
They need the warning signal.
It's a warning signal. Mm-hmm.
And the nigga had the nerve to say, and I said what I said. Like he put some type of foot down. Like he didn't made even ask fucking me sense.
What I meant when I said
let me ask this question. Can spanked or choked be taken in another connotation other than sexual?
No. Unless we're talking about kids or something, like, no, that's too far. Like spanking kids and shit.
And choking? Yeah.
People get kind of crazy. Yeah. No, it's sexual. It's no but other way.
I'm glad that you put that. It can be taken in another connotation. Yeah. It could be taken as abuse. So are you asking me how I like to be, are you asking me about something on a sexual level, whether I like to be spanked or choked sexually, or are you asking me if I like to be spanked or choked on an abusive level? Either or, what the fuck are you asking me as a grown ass man? There's some women that would be into that type of rhetoric on a first date. Mm-mm, she told me. You no, she cut it and no. She said stop.
And you kept going.
And then you tried to double down.
Gaslighter.
Then you tried to double down and say you weren't being sexual and that she should have given you the benefit of the doubt by asking you if you were coming from a sexual place. But you already sat there and lied. And I know that you're playing with me. Because there's no other connotation in that conversation that those two words could have been taken in. Unless you're asking me how I like to be abused. And in that sense, what the fuck are you asking me, nigga? Needless to say, we already know he's a gaslighter. Mm-hmm. Everybody has come to that conclusion. I want to bring up the aspects of what conversations can go and how far do you go with certain people and what cringes do you get with certain conversations on a first date or first talking to somebody?
Me, period, across the board, I don't care if we've been together for 3 years. I don't like the overly sexual jokes. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't, your brain, you have a bigger brain than that. You could tell me another joke, but that's just me. It's because it's just, for me personally, I've felt like I've always dealt with men and it's always, for them, you know, it's just always been sexual, you know what I'm saying, for them when it came to me. So I've always felt like I've always only been used for, you know, for sexual reasons and I don't like that. So when you always using sexual jokes, that's a red flag for me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's the sexual jokes, like for me is out, you know what I'm saying? All the time, like I don't. Like, oh, can you pass me that? Oh yeah, pass me the pussy. What?
What?
Oh my God. Like, I'm just saying, like, just like, you know what I'm saying? You know, any
pass me the song, pass me the pussy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What
like,
am I talking about? It's just, why did you do that?
It's like
the unsolicited dick pic.
Like, just, I just don't like it. And, like, on, like, the first date, that's not a thing. That's not for me. I'm not about to, that's just for me. I'm not talking about anything, like, sexual on the first date. It's just not a no for me.
Let me tell you something. I, in my past, have had hypersexual conversations with people that, I'm be honest, that I just met, did not know, wasn't trying to get to know beyond that. But, like, how you're saying you don't like it, period. And how she stated that she did not like that. That is not something that she's willing to do on a first date. Then you adhere to that. That's it. Now, if your mindset is to go in and to turn that conversation into something sexual because you have a means to an end and you're just trying to fuck, still as it is, you give that person that respect. Now, in the back of your mind, you might have to be like, well, she's not on my type of time. I'll keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But don't make it awkward. Don't try to gaslight the situation. Don't try to make her feel like she's fucking crazy for standing in her truth for saying, I don't like that. If you say you don't like it and somebody can't adhere to that, then bye. And her walking out of that date was not over, it wasn't over dramatized.
Sure wasn't.
It wasn't nothing. I wish more women would stand and have those type of boundaries to cut something off that's not.
Y'all don't
not,
never know what happened to nobody before you. You don't never know nothing.
You don't, what if, you don't know what.
You don't never
spanked,
know nothing.
The word spanked or choked could have
triggered something
in her.
You never, like, y'all don't know
you
nothing.
You don't know what it's associated with when it comes to this person. Specifically because this is a first date, you don't know her from a can of paint. You're getting to know somebody. That's the purpose of the fucking date. So, yes, I've had hypersexual conversations in my past when I was younger, but that's when I didn't know no better. And that's when I would lead with sex because I did not feel as if I wanted to. I did not feel as if I wanted to offer anything else to these niggas, and that was my choice to
and
do.
At
so.
At the end of the day, we're all adults, and we're what adults. Do adults do?
And if I'm an adult now, I don't want to have that. I don't want to have those overly sexualized conversations.
No, it's just
off the rip.
I
if
like,
it goes to so talking about cringy, if it Sasha, goes to talking about just... sex, but even and I'll be honest with you, I still do think you can bring up salacious topics without it being like,
and not all the
directly
time,
like, oh, have you
it's
ever
like,
been
tell
fisted?
Me a fucking knock knock joke, do something, like, come on,
let's
like,
be creative in our right. conversation. Even if you want to bring up sex or bring up preferences or bring up something, there is an intellectual way, there is a mature way where we can probe that conversation. Choked or spanked? You asking me if I like red or blue?
I just don't like it. I don't like the over sexually jokes because it literally just is like, okay, is that the only thing on your mind when it comes to me? I don't like that. That's just what I've been through. I just don't like it.
I
just don't like it.
Stands tall in that bitch. Stand tall right on that statement. Like, it is what it is. Like, even, and what was crazy to me is the unsolicited shit. If we having a conversation, we not even talking about anything sexual, and then you pop up with, well, your pussy pop, pop, pop. Why are you doing that? Why are you not reading the room? Now this is awkward. This is weird. We're not on that type of time. So how did you get here? And if this is where you wanted to go, you didn't want to be slick with it? Like, I don't respect motherfuckers not having finesse no more. There's no finesse. There's no coax. There's no... And I don't even... And all that sounds like I'm leading towards manipulation, but it's not manipulation. Just be like... Just be swaggy with it. There's no swag.
Like, let's just chill. Like, damn. Like, god damn. Like,
do you know that more... I promise you... And this is for the incels. Like, this guy probably is. This is for the incels out here. I promise you, if you go into just being a listener in a conversation, actually being a conversationalist mm-hmm. with somebody... And not even touching the subject of sex, it faster gets you some box if that's your end goal, if that's what you're looking for. Just listening, actually having responses to a conversation that you're having with a woman, actually sitting there and being receptive to what they're saying, that'll probably get you pussy faster than just being like, what your pussy tastes like. I don't know. I ain't a nigga. And it, honestly, if some shit like that worked, I feel like we always say that. Niggas do shit like that because it worked in the past with somebody else. But read the room. Just read the room.
Baby, you ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to let you know. Especially if I let you know, like, can you chill? Like, and if you keep doing it.
Then bye. I walk out just like shorty. Like, are you dumb?
Like, why are you like, you're grown? Like, why are you like over sexually? Why
choked
why are you like that?
Choked or spanked on the first date and we That's weren't talking much. About sex at all is crazy. That's crazy.
Like, you asking me if I like seafood Italian and then you go from the back of the front. What?
Especially if it's a blind date. I don't really know you. I'm coming in. Are we attracted to each other? Are we giving that vibe? Is it sensual in the atmosphere? Like, if none of that is happening, then why do you think that that's cool, you fucking loser?
Speaking of losers, real quick, are you okay with being a villain in somebody's story?
In life?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Okay. I'm the type of person, you have your truth, I have my truth, mm-hmm. and then there is the truth. So if I am the villain in your story, I might have been in villain how?
Just like, I don't know. Just
like they don't care for me. They don't like me. Like I did something to them.
Like relationship wise, like if something ended, like are you okay? Like with being a villain in somebody's story? Like oh well, everybody I told everybody, like you know, making it seem like you're just like a horrible person. Like are you okay with being a villain in like somebody's story? Like
for me, for who I am as a person, mm-hmm. if they're making me the villain in their story, it's because they have to do that to make themselves feel better. Mm-hmm. I don't do things to people that yeah. I would not want done to me. I don't have those characteristics to be in someone's life to cause them havoc. Mm-hmm. Even if I genuinely have not fucked with somebody in the past, it's never on the accord of me not fucking with them. It's them doing something to me. That's just my wife. I'm just not.
They always say I'm okay with being a villain in somebody's story because I know me and the people that actually matter to me know. You know.
Yeah, they got
to
tell themselves at night. They got to. They're painting me that way so they can sleep better at night. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me because I don't have no villains in my stories. Yeah. I know where I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I know where I allowed that other person to have me fucked up, and I course corrected.
Absolutely.
So if you didn't like that, I course corrected and cut your ass off, or you no longer have access to me for whatever reason. Then if you gotta make me a villain so you sleep better at night, then go ahead and do that. But I don't give a fuck.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What the fuck did that have to do with that?
It was just, no, because we
were... No, happy Valentine's Day. I like the question. I love the question.
And we were just talking about that, like, at work and stuff like that. And then...
Oh, yeah, no,
but, like, whatever, yeah. Like,
no, baby, tell your story, baby. It's your truth, my truth, and the truth. Always remember that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on to miscellaneous question of the week. It was my favorite part of the show.
Third time's a charm, because you did the straight face. I wonder what that is.
Third time's a charm. Well, staying on theme with dating, it's a question that I did send you. If you went on two dates with someone, and they wore the same exact outfit for both dates.
Yes, it is. Did I respond?
I don't believe you did.
I think we talked about it. I feel like we did.
I know I sent it to you and I sent it to Fran. Fran had responded to me, but I don't know if
you responded. You sent it to me on Twitter. I think it was Twitter.
I don't remember if you responded.
It was Twitter, yeah.
And even if you did, I want the people to know. I want the people to hear your answer.
Okay, say it again.
If you went on a date with somebody and then y'all went on a second date, and then you realize on both dates they wore the same exact outfit from head to toe. I'm talking about same shirt, same pants, same shoes, same jacket, everything.
My ex did that.
But first date and second date?
All the time. He just ain't had no clothes. But I called him out. I had no, well, like, didn't you wear that already? But I knew, like, he didn't, like, his priorities was fucked. You worried about this and that. You spent everything on this fucking Nike Tech and these fucking shoes. Well, we could have just went to fucking Zara and got you cute little fucking tops. Or even fucking H&M. Because the quality is cheap. You ain't want it. So, that's him. I ain't step out in the same outfit. If you want to keep wearing the same outfit, that's on you. But I'm not.
I need some water.
Now we're with this somebody that, you know, we don't see all the time. We talk and we go on dates.
Versus
oh, sorry.
You what the fuck off.
I would probably just say something to y'all in the group chat and ask how should I go. Like, should I say something?
Oh shit, I'm crying. Hold on.
I don't know. Maybe he thinks that's his best outfit.
I don't want you to think that's your best outfit.
I don't know.
I don't want you to have one best outfit.
I don't give a fuck. One favorite pair of jeans.
I don't care. On my search for love, I want you to have more than one outfit.
That's a bit much.
I want you to take pride in yourself. I want you to have a fashion sense. I come to that conclusion that I can't date somebody that can't dress. Now, I don't give a fuck. Now because don't wear the same outfit on our first and our second date.
I've
only seen you
twice, Jasmine. Now because I feel like if I really like
you. And I feel like I'm being vain.
Are we talking all the time?
I feel like I'm being materialistic. No, but why you only got one good outfit? I don't care.
You should step out with somebody that could dress.
Why you got one good outfit? It's just making me so mad. Like, you only see me twice. You see me these two times, and you decide to wear the same exact thing from head to toe. And I'm putting on different outfits. I'm thinking about our date nights. I'm trying to
I'm getting triggered.
Put outfits.
I'm triggered.
I need water. I need water.
I'm triggered. But now, Mina, I would probably ask. I'd be like, hey.
How do you ask that? How do you ask that? How do you bring it up? Tell me how you would bring it up. Because I need to know. I need to know. It's like y'all planning y'all third date. And you realize you had the same two dates. Like, y'all just having conversation. Y'all just having conversation. How you bringing that up?
Laundry day? I don't... Laundry day?
You cannot say that to somebody. I don't feel you can say that to somebody.
Well, then they shouldn't come out with, they should not repeat the outfit. That's not fair to me.
I think that if I did enjoy
myself. Why are you dating if you only have one outfit? You should not be dating if you have one outfit.
What if they just don't really care about clothes? What if that's not their thing? Like, they just, I washed it. Now, somebody asked and said, somebody said in the comments, what's the time frame before the two dates? What's the time frame in between the two dates before the two dates? In between the two dates.
Well, I would hope it's pretty often.
Like, say the first date was, you had one date, and then the second date for time scheduling, it was a month later.
Seasons change. You shouldn't be in the same exact outfit.
A month, Jasmine? Let's just say January and fall. Let's just say
February and March. It's a little bit warmer in March.
Now say, okay, so would it be more excusable?
No, it's not, because then therefore we, I feel like, no, we then... We should be on a different theme of date. It should be a different thing. It should be a different thing.
Dinner and drinks both time. Dinner and drinks both time. And it's not a bad
laundry
fit.
Laundry day.
It's not a bad fit. It's just the same fit.
I'm like, oh, you like this outfit, huh? I would say that. You like that outfit? I mean, that's a, you like that outfit, huh? Just make sure I have, you know, I know, just, I just know that, you know, he might leave. That's okay. I'll pay for my part.
Me, I think that I would, this is only if the first and the second date were good. Because I'm not just going to, if I see on the second date it's the same exact outfit, I'm not going to be like, oh, I can't go out with you. You wearing the same exact thing.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make a mental note. And if the second date is good, I gotta really see what happens on the third date. I gotta see if this is your date fit. Like,
FaceTime.
If this is your uniform.
FaceTime in between.
At that point, if it's a third date, we definitely should be FaceTiming.
The third date, y'all, we should not be doing dinner and drink. We should be doing something else.
Okay, and if it is something else, if he is about to, like, he might have a date uniform. And you gotta really look at the person that you're talking to. Maybe his interest is just not in buying multiple different. He has a certain style. He likes this outfit. This is his get fly.
This ain't
shit.
No cartoon shit, Penny Proud. You're gonna get a new outfit. This is not a cartoon. You're gonna get no. I don't like that.
I don't know if I would be.
You should be dating.
And people would tell me that I would be. I'm gonna be materialistic or be vain to be like three times you're wearing the same thing.
No, man, you can't up. Mix it up. You can't do no a different shirt up. With a different with the same bottom.
Because I know niggas be having the same bottom. Jeans, or they be having the same. They'll have like multiple of the same like white shirts or black shirts or inside. But you ain't got different jackets. Like I'm not trying to be that vain materialistic person, because genuinely, if we did have a good connection. Am I going to make an outfit?
Now, of course, you're going to see me with the same pants different times with a different shirt. Maybe you might see me with a shirt. But I'm not about to be... I'm definitely switching it up. Like, no.
Get up.
That's ridiculous. And you... No, that's... I don't think that's fair. That's not right.
Now, would it be more excusable if it was the date was a week apart?
If we took pictures every time.
First and second day, I'm not taking pictures. So, I don't think I would have that issue.
What if you were in love?
I see the first link. This how I be on the first link memes. I see them. And I see that the girls, take they me be, on, they Daddy, be in take love. Me on. I've never experienced that in my life.
Me either.
And I don't, for the romantic that I think I am in my head, and for how I feel as a person, I think that I could be a first link type bitch. I'm triggered.
That's unacceptable, though.
You keep saying that.
I do not. It's unacceptable. I feel like it's unacceptable.
I feel like I could be a first link type bitch.
Yeah, me too. I know I am. I'm ready, baby. But then, take me off the street.
But isn't that scary?
What?
They have some beautiful stories with the girls that are the first you have link to, type
honestly,
bitch.
Honestly, sometimes.
But that's scary.
Life is scary. Dating is scary. I'm like, it sucks.
Moving in after 2 weeks.
You know, that's not my thing. Not doing that. You have to stay where you are.
But people
not
do
me,
it.
Not me for but, them, but not for me.
But what if you moving like that? I don't know if I can do that. I'm a little bit of a skeptic.
Murderer.
Murderer. I could kidnapper. Just be like, why are you in love this quick? And I know I'm lovable.
You.
I know I'm lovable.
You're that bitch.
But I don't know. I think that I would like my love to be a slow simmer and it could just
How
last.
Slow?
Not too slow. I'm a firm believer if it's the third or fourth date and I don't want to give you no pussy, I'm probably never going to probably talk to you again.
I'm not ashamed.
No, I'm not even talking about fucking on the first thing, but just like
oh,
really,
no,
being,
yeah,
really
not...
being locked in to the point where you are with
but
that person.
The, but you have to look at it as though, especially if you're talking, say if you're talking to somebody every fucking day for like 3 fucking weeks. 3 weeks is a long time to me. Every day,
and
y'all laugh every
y'all
day.
Y'all never had a date or y'all did have
No, y'all have a date. Every day, like,
no,
every day.
I feel like you can really, I wholeheart, let me tell you something. That's why I'm not opposed to the first link type shit because I've had situations where I've talked to somebody every single day for like 3 weeks, going on a month, and you could really lock in with somebody like that, especially if it's constant communication. You guys are being consistent. I do believe that. But just to be completely locked in a short time frame, it kind of scares me. Especially with a lot of the love bombing shit that's going on.
Been there, done
the
that, not doing it again. I know my boundaries.
Yes. Let's pump it. We could really like each other. We could really be
invested. But you don't need to move in, buddy.
Into wanting to build. But like locked in after a day or two, that's weird. To me. Some people, they have stories like that.
You ain't gonna tie me down.
Proposed in 2 weeks. Married in a month. Together for 20 plus years. They have people like that. But I do believe those are rare circumstances at that time. But yeah, don't wear the same outfit.
I'm saying something.
I'm just going to be like...
Definitely hitting the group chat immediately.
Yeah. That's happening. Like, a month apart... I don't know. But I've only seen you twice, and I only seen you in the same exact thing... Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Episode 154 of I Said What I Said podcast. Baby, do right. Do your laundry.
All we ask from you people.
Do you right. Do you right.
Is to like,
subscribe, follow, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend.
Watch this shit on repeat.
Watch it.
Leave a review if you have to.
And share it.
And don't tell me you don't like my laugh. That was genuine. Mm-hmm. From the gut. Gusto. You see this tummy. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Sasha, what was that?
I don't know.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Yeehaw.